Lord, it's so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue. Seems to really know, but I won't accept that this is how it's gonna be. Devil, you got to let me and my people go, 'cause I wanna be free, completely free. Lord, won't you please come and save me?
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political, and every move that white people or the ruling class makes against black people is political.
You got me. I look like a person that's been through it. I don't look like a star today. I really been
listening
through it.
To Juvenile.
Not only am I a resident of New Orleans, I'm a person that really lost his house, lost everything I have, but I'm not here for that today. I'm here to talk about the people that's still stuck down there in the water right now, still trying to evacuate right now. And, you know, my big thing that I got with me today is I love the way that the United States moved on helping the tsunami victims. You know, that was a tragedy in another part of the world, and the people really did need help. And I love that. I like the effort that y'all put toward, that we all put toward that. And I like the effort that we put toward war. I mean, right now we're spending $5.6 billion a month on a war. And I don't see no wrong in that. I mean, if that's to protect the country, that's what it is. And I'm not about to point the finger at nobody right now. I'm just here in concern of my city. And I say to everybody, if we can put a million soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, we could definitely put forth the same effort towards New Orleans and Mississippi and fly down and save those people.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. See, the thing is, people don't know where to go now. They're not being told where to go. 2 days ago, I was on that same bridge at exit 235 saying there were thousands of people there then who didn't know where to go. They went to the Superdome. They were told no. The federal government finally stepped up and said, no, don't go to the Superdome. But they weren't told where to go. So they sit there. It may be because they were worried about chaos in other places if too many people were gathered. There's just no answer to that question. It's one of the first stories I've ever covered where questions as simple as, why do the people on the easily accessible bridge not get food and water and don't even get instructions of where to go to get food and water and medical attention?
Me and Juvenile was talking about, you know, the people in the projects. I live in the Calio. They was living in Magnolia. We never seen each other. We never bump heads. I mean, we never even sit down in a room. I mean, so now people are going to be in a Superdome. They're going to be in the Astrodome. From the Magnolia, the Calio, the Melphamine, somebody going to need to help these people. And I think that with the situation that we could bring forward, I started a team rescue with me and my wife. Romeo doing stuff for the kids, my wife doing stuff for the women, because they need a lot of personal things that the women need, the kids need, Pampers. So we urging all you corporations to come together. And everybody from New Orleans is not ignorant. So when you look on TV and you see the different things, see the looters, you see people shooting, those people are panicking. Those people, when they look out, we've never seen that much water, especially around the Superdome. You got people committing suicide. But those people, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Juvenile can tell you, Baby from Cash Money is my first time ever speaking to him. So we definitely coming together. We're going to start a record. We're going to try to do a tour. We're going to try to do something. So I think a lot of those people are just panicking. Can't judge the city by the people that are panicking.
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political, and every move that white people or the ruling class makes against black people is political.
You call him right now, and you call the governor, and you tell him to delegate the powers that they have to the mayor of New Orleans, and we'll get this damn thing fixed.
Show you right, Mayor.
It's politics, man, and they're playing games, and they're spinning. They're out there spinning for the cameras.
But can't they just If nothing else, look at 25% of their energy coming from the state is not flowing through the pipelines. We're on the verge of anarchy. Can't they understand that they're, if nothing else, they're going to be hurt politically?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, the air conditioning must be good because I haven't had any in 5 days. And maybe there's some smoke coming out of the air conditioning units that's clogging some folks, their vision.
Have you talked with the president?
I've talked directly with the president.
What did he
I've
say?
Talked to the head of the Homeland Security. I've talked to everybody under the sun. I've been out there, man. I flew these helicopters, been in the crowds, talking to people, crying, don't know where their relatives are. I've done it all, man. And I tell you, man, Garland, I keep hearing that it's coming. This is coming, that is coming. And my answer to that today is BS. Where is the beef?
Break it down, man.
Because there is no beef in this city. There's no beef anywhere in southeast Louisiana. And these goddamn ships that are coming, I don't see them.
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political. And every move that white people or the ruling class makes against black people is political.
There is no earthly answer that anyone can understand why these people, after 6 days, are still in this filthy, filthy, miserable convention center. Why are they still here? There's the freeway here. I tell you what I would have done. I would say, let them walk out of here. Let them walk away from the filth. Let them walk away from the devastation. Let them walk away from the dead bodies in here. They say they're on the second floor in the freezer. I've been on the first floor. It's like Willowbrook in there. I'm telling you, Sean and Alan, this is... You cannot deny that it's 6 days since this natural disaster befell New Orleans. What has happened since is as bad or worse than what Mother Nature did. It's just, I can't understand it. I've only been here in Louisiana for less than a day. I left New York yesterday. But coming to the convention center, it is as if time stopped. It's as if I'm back and it's Wednesday. I saw Fox News on Wednesday, and people were here at this building, the convention center, saying, get us out of here, help us, help us. And now it's 48 hours after that, and the people are still here. None of them, as far as I know, not a single one has been bussed out of here. They're all still here. Why is that? I wish I knew. I wish someone could tell me. Where are the buses? Where are the buses? Where are the buses?
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political. And every move that white people or the ruling class makes against black people is political.
Break down, 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 down.
Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging.
Speaking truth to power in times of turmoil. It's radio, radio, radio with the meaning.
It's all good.
Boom, yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves.
On the media, you see a black family, it says they're looting. You see a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know, I hate the way they portray us in the media. You see a black family, it says they're looting. You see a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know, it's been 5 days. I hate the way they portray us in the media. You see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know, George Bush doesn't care about black people. George Bush doesn't care about black people. George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Kanye, mother, make a
flip
to the stage, please.
I hate the way they portray us in the media. You see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. It's been 5 days because most of the people are black, and even And for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off, as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political, and every move that white people, a ruling class, makes against black people is political.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. George Bush doesn't care about black people. George Bush doesn't care about black people.
You know the reason why the looters got out of control? Because we had most of our resources saving people, thousands of people that were stuck in attics, man, old ladies. When you pull off the doggone ventilator vent, you look down there and they're standing in there in water up to their freaking neck.
During these last few months, I've been trained by Al-Qaeda. I'm weak and materialistic. I hope you'll join me in expressing fear and selfishness. We will embrace tyranny and death as a cause and a creed.
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political, and every move that white people or the ruling class makes against black people is political.
We can be summed up in one word: evil.
They say home is where the hate is. My dome is where fate is. I stroll where souls get lost like Vegas. Seen through the eyes of rebel glasses. Pray to God that my arms reach the masses. The young smoke grass in grassless jungles. Rubber band together in cashless bundles. We wear struggling chains. Divided only hustle remains. Make a sense of it, we hustle for change. Revolution ain't a game, it's another name for life fighting. Some wanna stay in their corner like Mike Tyson. Heights fighting for hits to heighten they hell. Don't he know he could only get as high as he fell? Show money becomes bail. Relationships become jail. Children are unhailed. I wish love was for sale. Behold the pale. Horse got me trapped like R. Kell. I bail and it
might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.